CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Iran has retaliated for the weekend attacks on its nuclear facilities. It launched a series of short and medium-range missiles at a massive U.S. base in Qatar. The U.S. military says there were no American casualties. Security contributor Sam Vinograd.
Iran has a long history of attacking U.S. military facilities in the region, so to a certain extent, we expected this moment. The unknown question at this time is whether this is it, or if Iran is planning to escalate further.
Margaret Brennan reports many countries in the region are following events closely.
Kuwait, for example, which has the fourth largest U.S. military installation in the world, is bracing. There was an expectation that this firing at Qatar would happen and that along with it there could be follow-on attacks.
The attack came as Israel resumed its strikes on Iran, the BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
Israel has launched an intense new wave of strikes against the Iranian capital as it targets what it described as agencies of government repression. Damaged sites include Evin Prison, which holds political detainees, and a paramilitary organization often deployed to clamp down on dissent.
And here in the U.S., security officials have been on heightened alert, as Nicole Skanga reports.
Homeland Security officials right now are monitoring for potential physical and cyber retaliation now that the red line of the Iranian response doctrine has been crossed. The concern is we don't know what we don't know.
Today's attack by Iran occurred as President Trump was expected to meet with his security advisors in the Situation Room. The administration has said it wants to resume diplomatic talks. In much of the nation, it is too hot to be outside, but this man in South Carolina.
With this kind of weather, man, it's just good for you to come prepared, lots of water, and take plenty of breaks. And at my age, slow down a little bit. But always want to get out and get moving.
170 million Americans are under heat alerts or advisories. Newark, New Jersey hit 100 degrees today. The latest email and text scam wants to help you get your real ID. Christopher Cruz reports.
The scam is so pervasive, the Federal Trade Commission has issued a nationwide consumer alert. The agency says the only way to get a real ID is to go in person to the state office that issues licenses and registrations. Any notice you get that you can skip the line by applying for your real ID online is a phishing scam. Don't click any links in the email or text.
On Wall Street, investors have had little apparent concern over the events with Iran. The Dow is currently up 285 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The heat and humidity is coming to a head. The extreme heat alert expires this evening, and with it going away, a chance of severe weather comes in. We'll have the latest on the heat and what comes next in the forecast. Mount Pleasant Village officials have seen proposals from several developers looking to put in over 1,000 new housing units along a one-mile stretch near Braun Road and South Green Bay. The three proposed developments offer a mix of apartments, duplexes, single-family homes, and townhouses. At this point, it's all in the planning stages, with people living in the area still able to give feedback. Racine native Willow Newell made history as the first black woman to win Miss Wisconsin over the weekend. She beat 29 competitors and earned over $15,000 in scholarships. The Carthage graduate and longtime performer with the Racine Theater Guild will compete for Miss America this fall. A groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow marks the start of Phase 2 at Racine's Regency Mall site. They're turning dirt on a $120 million, 266-unit apartment project. The first units are expected to open early next year. Work on the Woodmans is finishing up. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the Brewers open a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee now just 3.5 games out of first place after sweeping the Twins over the weekend. 9-8 yesterday at Target Field. The Brewers had a 9-3 lead thanks to Rhys Hoskins with a double, a home run, and two runs batted in. But closer Trevor McGill had to come in the 8th to hold off Minnesota. Pat Murphy says catcher William Contreras also doing a great job setting up batters, and praised McGill getting his 17th save of the season already.
The kid's been pretty consistent. He knows who he is. And again, William Contreras was great back there.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City pulled ahead to win the title in Game 7, 103-91. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on losing his star player from Oshkosh, Tyrese Halliburton, to a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped.
That's Rick Carlisle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Extreme heat warning continues this afternoon with heat index around 97 and a gusty southwest wind. For tonight, chance of showers and storms, lows around 71. For Tuesday, scattered storms and a high near 81. Tuesday night, showers and storms, 63. Right now, it's 93.
And timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. To avoid unwanted or unnecessary purchases, keep your hands off the goods. That was the conclusion of a study from the University of Wisconsin and UCLA. Researchers wondered if touch influences the feeling of ownership and the valuation of an object. And they discovered that yes, merely touching an object increases the feelings of ownership a person has for that object. This in turn results in a person being willing to pay more for most objects that they touch versus objects that they cannot touch.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later,
just a question of time before you make up your mind and give all that love you've been denying.
You've been looking for love
in all the wrong places.
You've been looking for love
in all the wrong places.
I bet you're
good at
disillusions. Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, girl, you got to give it. Sooner or later, love is gonna let you.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Simon, You're So Vain on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. This Thursday night, you're going to want to be downtown Racine on the lakefront at Festival Park for another Hot Harbor Night. We're going to be there too, so you can stop by the WRJN booth and say hi. All the free music and all the fun activities begin about 6 o'clock or so. There's going to be food and drink down there too. It's the perfect setting for a summer night. It's Hot Harbor Night this Thursday night.
Do you ever feel like something's missing? Like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your team and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
parts.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean up. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
It's Sam Cooke and Twistin' the Night Away on WRJN. In addition to being a terrific musician, Sam Cooke was also a shrewd businessman. He began his own record label, SAR Records, and he also formed a music publishing house and a management firm.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go. Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are real. Spinning
painted pony on the spinning wheel
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we've teamed up with the Racine County Eye to form the largest local news team in the county. Catch breaking news and headlines here on WRJN, and then dive into full coverage at RacineCountyEye.com. Let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a preliminary hearing this week for a 51-year-old Racine woman charged with attempted homicide.
Police say a domestic dispute turned violent on Carlisle Avenue. A criminal complaint says Melissa Boda allegedly shot her husband in the neck during a heated argument at their home last week. Boda is currently being held on a $50,000 cash bond. Cooling centers remain open in most communities as an extreme heat warning stays in effect. While it's still hot in Waukesha and Walworth counties, the warning is for Racine, Milwaukee, and Kenosha counties until 7. Heat index values will be near 107 today. Officials remind people to stay hydrated, stay cool, and to check on elderly neighbors or relatives. You can find a cooling center near you by calling 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine native Willow Newell made history Saturday night by becoming the first black woman to win the Miss Wisconsin title. She beat 29 other contestants to claim the crown. Newell graduated from Carthage College this year and has been a longtime performer at the Racine Theater Guild. Newell has earned over $15,000 in scholarships and will compete for Miss America this fall. Over 120 young people in Racine started getting hands-on work experience last week. The county just got going with the fifth year of their Summer Youth Employment Program. The initiative, supported by a network of local businesses and organizations, gives teens a chance to explore careers and earn money. Community leaders say the program is helping to empower the next generation and strengthen the entire county. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Extreme heat warning continues this afternoon with heat index around 97 and a gusty southwest wind. For tonight, chance of showers and storms, lows around 71. For Tuesday, scattered storms and a high near 81. Tuesday night, showers and storms, 63. Right now, it's 93.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. Stuart J. Waddles is here. We were just chatting off the air a little bit. You have AC in your home, right?
Oh, yeah. She's brewing.
It's been a little warm here these last few days.
A little bit.
Now, let me ask you, do you play the thermostat game in your house?
I was just going to say I got a smart one. And the good side is I could be laying in my bed and adjust the temperature. The downside is I can go look at all these stats and how much it's charging me and how much it's running and how much more it was running than last week. So, yeah, I mean, ups and downs with that whole smart stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to know that data.
Well, it's kind of good to pay attention to. I mean, it can kind of guide you if you're having troubles.
We play the thermostat game in our house. We try in the summer, we try to wait as long as we can before putting the AC on. And then in the winter, we try to wait as long as we can before putting the heat on. I don't think we turned on the AC until this past Friday.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Look at you saving the environment. The house is kind of it's uneven with the distribution of the heating and the cooling.
I see,
so some rooms get a little warmer than others.
According to a survey, Americans will torture themselves through 5 sleepless, sweaty, excruciating nights before finally turning on the AC.
Oh.
By the way, I feel this. 55% of respondents said they feel defeated when they finally have to turn on the AC. That's us.
Nah, that's just enjoying the comforts of living in the Western civilization.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddle. Stay hydrated, would you?
Indeed.
All right, I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. I wanna go home. So hoist up.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand when you go to WRJN.com.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That friendship, friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. The slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I love.
local news and timeless hints from Linda Ronstadt. You're no good on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. One of those extreme heat days, right? An extreme heat warning going on today, just like yesterday, just like Saturday. Very, very warm. And it's days like today you probably want to be in the water, down at North Beach perhaps. Check out the Dan Marcus Sandon Surf Report. Each weekday between 10 and 2, Dan will give you the Sandon Surf Report. It'll highlight the beach and water temperatures. And he'll do that several times each day between 10 and 2. And go down and enjoy North Beach and the Beachside Oasis with Dan Marcus and WRJN.
The Racine Raiders continue their season battle against more teams this week. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the Alabama Beavers gnaw their way to Racine. The Racine Kilties will perform at halftime. The Racine Raiders and Alabama Beavers, Saturday at 7 at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
For the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I feel
for the nighttime. Forget the day. They have a tight time. Baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. Oh, for the nighttime. It's a time to brew. All time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Oh, for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Well, here's a good way to get fired from your job. A fireman was fired in China after going for a drunken joyride on a brand new fire engine and wrecking it.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. It was not unexpected, but it did have much of the world's attention. Iran launched missiles at a U.S. base in Qatar today in retaliation for the weekend attack on its nuclear facilities. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
This is very much Iran hitting directly at the command that helped to execute the attack on their three nuclear sites that the United States carried out.
The U.S. military says there were no American casualties. Al Udeid is a heavily fortified base. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
There is that possibility that the Iranians needed to do one attack just to sort of, you know, demonstrate their resolve. That would be a very hopeful observation that they would just do this.